So we all know that Detroit is a mecca of crime and despair, unemployment, and, well, you name it. A lot of people are even scared to go there. According to CBS Detroit, state lawmakers are reviewing legislation that targets use of certain toy guns. A planned proposal before the Senate would make it a crime to possess a toy gun that has its required markings removed, or have a real gun that is made up to look like a toy gun. Some toy guns have little orange caps on the end of the barrel because there's toy guns that look just like real guns. And you have something like that in your hand, and you're a kid, you could get shot very easily. State Republican Rick Jones said that this has become a major problem, especially with the gang community. People are taking imitation firearms that look real, cutting off the orange end, and then threatening people. Supporters of the proposed legislation have also cited a recent case where a police officer was forced to shoot a gang member who was aiming a toy gun without its required markings. Jones believes this proposal will be vital in preventing incidents as this from occurring in the future. There is an important package to control this problem in this piece of legislation, Jones said. If the legislation is passed, people who possess these guns and use them to commit a felony would be punished up to 18 months behind bars and subject to fines. I'm actually surprised that Michigan and Detroit in particular don't have this law already. Protecting life and property is a main thing, and these toy guns could be a problem. For sure, because they look just like the real ones. I think the manufacturers have to start taking that into consideration, too. I'm Dan Pretzer. That's today's commentary.